Get your butt out of bed. It's Bab and Katie time.
Five 27 before 6 a.m. 1500 KSTP. Some more pre-emphysema Keith Richards music. Solo work with the Rolling Stones, as yesterday. Tomorrow, if I can find my CD copy of Exile on Main Street, we'll hear Happy Keith before that esophageal complaint, whatever it is he's suffering now. It was the LP before Steel Wheels. I can't think of the name of it. He sang a duet, or maybe it was just him. Maybe it was Keith and Mick. Sounded like two cows. I swear to you, it sounded like cows. It wasn't Steel Wheels, because I never owned Steel Wheels. Just had the one good song on it. It was the album before that.
Call somebody, quick.
Sometimes stuff like that drives me crazy. This is not. Pre-emphysema, Keith Richards music.
Are you predicting his death or something?
No, I'm just... There are two Keiths. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I've noticed.
The Keith of that voice?
Absolutely, I have noticed.
And the Keith of the two expensive Wino CDs, or with his new band. I don't know that in the first CD of Keith Richards, All By His Lonesome, the band was referred to as Expensive Winos. They did a New Year's Eve show on TV, and I did not see it.
X, as in the letter X.
Yeah, Pensive Winos.
Pensive Winos.
All I saw on New Year's Eve was I saw Faith Daniels and Joe Namath in Miami for some kind of Orange Bowl parade. Faith looking the perfect picture of health as opposed to Joe Namath. Previous to 1969, previous to going to college, my kind of rebellion was a Fu Manchu, as might have been modeled in that era by Joe Namath. What a rebel he was. Bachelor's Three, bar and tavern restaurant in New York, getting him in trouble with Pete Rozelle, the Fu Manchu mustache, the llama rug, the womanizing, the big contract. What a role model he was for yours truly. You know you're getting old. When you see an emaciated Joe Namath looking more like the comedian Charlie Callis than his former robust self in the days of the AFL, Joe Namath paired with Faith Daniels in Miami for the Orange Bowl parade, and also I see Joe Namath on infomercials, and it makes me feel old to see one of my idols with walking shorts that are pulled up to his nipples. It really makes me feel old. Marky Mark, of course, Idol of Millions now won't have that problem in 30 or 40 years. He'll just be pulling the shorts up to the third nipple. I've just come across a picture, by the way, of Marky Mark in the City Pages. Some kind of year-end salute to Marky Mark. And at the end, the last sentence is, and after all that, he has three nipples. And there's a picture of Marky Mark, and all I can see are two nipples and a navel. Now, could it be that Marky Mark is mistaking his navel for a nipple? Because some nipples are inverted. And Marky Mark appears to have an insy navel. Could it be that he's just so stupid he would confuse a navel for a nipple?
Marky Mark is the kind of guy that would claim to have two penises. I can't believe a third nipple. But I think the nipple is probably on his side, one of his sides.
That'll be next, the three or four penis look. And it'll be like those ballpoint pens that are four or five pens in one, and you can make love to your girlfriend or wife in various colors, blue, green, red, or black.
Wow, what a feat that would be.
Yeah. Actually, the colors would be of the various races, I suppose. Red and yellow, black and white, and they would be precious in her sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Ooh, I've suddenly gotten really irreverent. I apologize. Ooh, I hadn't heard that hymn in quite some time.
It's too bad you had to combine it with
a multi-penis
reference.
I haven't heard that hymn since my Aunt Velma's funeral. She was the most durable worker in the nursery of the church in which I grew up. She spent like 50 years in the nursery with the young'uns. She loved the young'uns.
That wasn't her way of getting out of the actually sitting in the service, was it?
I don't think so. I think she just loved the young'uns. I think, she started in the nursery at age 40 or 50, so she'd heard 40 or 50 years worth of sermons and decided, maybe you're right. Maybe for the last 40 or 50 years of her life. She died sitting down, by the way. She was found in a chair, and I'm thinking, that must have been really tough. Do you think some guys had to, you know, depending on how long she was in the chair, expired, do you think the guys had to lie her down and sit on her?
Let me ask you something.
To straighten her out. I don't like the idea of the guys sitting on my aunt.
Have you been drinking?
When she's dead? No. No. It's just suddenly a stream of consciousness today, and I have notes. I have a chronology items to mention between now and 6 o'clock. They were a part of my show prep, but somehow we're back in Fort Worth with my dead aunt being sat upon by paramedics. Well, anyway, at her funeral, they sang that hymn. And there she was, lying there straight as a board, so they must have sat on her in order to get her in the box, and we were singing Jesus Loves the Little Children of the World, and I must admit to a tear or two, because it's a very, very simple song.
Well, how long in between the death and the
for a very simple woman
finding of the body, how much time it had elapsed?
I don't know.
I mean, did they have to tip her over and actually?
I forget when she died, but she died when I was of an age where I just didn't give a rat's ass about anything, really. And that was one of my few moments of humanity. Was it?
It must have been my age.
Yeah, it could have been it. Yeah. I may have been too drunk to ask how long she'd been dead before they found her. How the hell we got off on that, I'll never know. Really, we should examine this tape. Oh, I know what it was. Idols, Joe Namath, Nipples, Marky Mark.
Multi-Penis, the song.
Multi-Penis, Jesus Loves the Little Children.
Dead
My
on.
Aunt, Paramedics. Sitting on her.
Oh, I'm tired.
Back to New Year's Eve we go. Let's ratchet that baby back about seven notches. Back to New Year's Eve shows. Faith Daniels, Joe Namath. Merv Griffin had his own New Year's Eve show starring, and this came as no surprise to me, The Village People.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jay Thomas hosted a show. Jay Thomas of CBS's Murphy Brown and then Love and War, most recently. On another of the New Year's Eve shows, you had Keith Richards, as we've just mentioned, and then there's a little group of African-American female singers, and their gimmick is the lead singer sounds like, to me, one of the harmonizer voices of Prince. If you've heard a lot of Prince music, he has, it's not the real deep voice that he gives himself, that he, you know, alters his own authentic voice on harmonizer, but he turns it up a notch, and that's what she sounds like to me. I think that's the kind of effect they're going after.
Do you think at any time during the Merv special, the control room called in and said, Merv, we're not ready, Merv?
Denny Terrio was not present for Merv's Rockin' Eve. There was a Dick Clark Rockin' Eve for about the 42nd consecutive year. And, of course, in Somalia, there was George Bush's Starvin' Eve. I meant to mention all this New Year stuff yesterday, and I forgot, so I apologize. And now it's mentioned, it's off my chest. I also meant to mention yesterday that complex brooding Michael Stipe of R.E.M., the rock group, Georgia-based rock group R.E.M., is or was 33 years of age as of yesterday. Brooding and complex Michael Stipe. Give me that joyous, exuberant Atlanta sound of Arrested Development, or that joyous, exuberant Athens, Georgia sound of the B-52s any day rather than that brooding complex crap.
You know, people are actually buying this new album. Was it For the People or something like that? I can't even stand 15 seconds of any of his videos. Very annoying.
Which is too brooding and complex.
Yeah, lighten up.
Give you ulcers.
That's why he did that.
Have you feeling your armpits for lumps.
That's why he did that shiny, happy people song, because everybody said that about him.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter to me that he is gay. That's the rumor going around that he's gay. I mean, that's his business. Doesn't matter to me. Although that would intensify, I would think, this brooding complex image.
Mm-hmm.
That would give him something else to brood and be complex about. Next thing you know, he'll come forward and admit to having three nipples.
I MTV danced something last night. They were dancing to Mr. Wendell.
Were they? By Arrested Development.
A song we started with a couple days ago. Yep. Tell me, is that in the charts, that song?
I don't know. But if you heard it on one of the dance shows, chances are it is.
I like that song.
Now, is this the dance show hosted by Downtown Julie Brown?
Well, I don't know, but all I noticed about this dance show, and I actually had to turn, I have a feature with my cable where I can turn the screen off and listen to what's going on.
Unbelievable. Merry Christmas, Ken.
Thank you very much, Bob. Anyway, a lot of this going on where women...
Did this feature cost me extra money?
No, it's costing me extra money, actually.
Oh, no, you're kidding me.
About $10 a month.
I didn't want you spending any money.
It's worth it.
Really? Or you can turn the set off and still hear the...
Maybe you can describe this. These women, mostly big-busted
don't
women...
Don't ask me what that dance is.
They raise their elbows so they're shoulder length.
And they jerk them back.
And then they thrust their chest out at you. It's very... I had to turn the TV off. I couldn't deal with it.
I think it's a...
I mean, big bust, big cleavage right there.
It's a minority thing.
And they well, there were white chicks doing it.
They were doing it, too. Well, they picked up on it,
they? Thrusting their chest out at you, and it's,
geez, can you hear that, folks? That's the sound of Kenny
giving me a hernia. I'm sitting on my couch.
Did you see the opening moments of Spike Lee's movie, Do the Right Thing? That's how it began with...
You're right.
With Fight the Power by Public Enemy, and a young woman with boxing gloves doing that very same thing. Tank top and boxing gloves. You know, if Mickey Rourke won't fight me on the parking lot of Grand Casino Hinckley, maybe that young woman will. It'll be the first annual Bob and Kenny boxing challenge. And maybe you would fight me. There have been times when you've wanted to.
I'm too lazy.
You would tank the match, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I wish I had a sip of coffee from the pot that Downtown Julie Brown of MTV sips from. She is, she's got the metabolism of a hummingbird.
Yeah, she's on fire, isn't she?
She's everywhere. Now, you give her a little talk show, 5:30 in the morning like ours, you'll hear a stream of consciousness. You'll be
Mach
able to go
10.
From Marky Mark to the death of her aunt in half the time it took me a few moments ago. I dreamed last night that I was picketing with the other people who were protesting the reinstallation into office in the U.S. Senate of Bob Packwood, the admitted Republican.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to concede, and admitted sex harasser. And my sign said, don't let Bob Packwood in his office. Well, that's the gist of what the protesters are saying. And I guess after a few copped feels and a few furtive attempted kisses, Bob was packing wood in the office. And although he's apologized and claimed to have gotten it, so to speak, and once back in his office, there are people who would stand in his
and,
way.
And actually went through treatment at our own Hazleton.
For a week.
For a week, right. 1 week.
Yeah.
All those years of disservice.
In 1 week. Boy, that's Hazleton. They don't waste time.
Wipe that slate clean.
I think
clean.
They just beat him. I think they just beat him on a daily basis.
And when he falls asleep, they poke him with a sharp stick.
Now, 5 will get you 10. He spent most of that time in the nursery.
Ba-dum-tsh.
You would have to have been tuned in for the last 12 minutes to get that reference. But I just don't have time to background you now, because I must move on to the next current event, which is the death of Wesley Dodd. By the barest, merest fraction, our world is a better place today with the death, roughly 6 hours ago, of Wesley with a T, Dodd, convicted child killer, and as the father of a 4-year-old child, and his Wesley Dodd's last victim was 4 years of age.
He got his 15 minutes, that's for sure, in the last 2 weeks of his life.
His 15 minutes of fame and his 5-foot drop from a trap door with a noose around his neck. He shouldn't have been allowed to die the way he wanted to die. They should have, you know, why should he have his last wish acquiesced to? They should have, you know, killed him some other way.
They say it's just as humane as any other way, unconscious instantly,
yeah,
and dead within 30 seconds.
Well, your neck is broken, right?
And, right.
Yeah. But this is the way he wanted to go because...
because he choked his victims.
Right.
And raped them.
And he a big fan of symmetry. But he didn't ask to be raped, did he?
No, that's what I was going to say, of course.
See, that is the fly in the ointment, so to speak. I hope that before my life is done, and hopefully it won't end with an execution, that Kenny and I will be able to preside in a commercial appearance at Minnesota's death chamber someday, and that we'll be able to pull the lever, or I'll nod and you can pull the lever on someone very much like Wesley Dodd.
Cue me, Bob. Cue me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Give me an obvious out cue and point to me.
Yeah. Wesley Dodd, big believer in symmetry. He killed the children by strangulation. He, too, wanted to die by strangulation. I wouldn't have raped him, though, even if he had asked. My philosophy is similar to the philosophy of the idiots I went to high school with. Perhaps you had the same conversation in your wayward youth about or with classmates of the same race. Invariably, when men are discussing women, race also comes up. And if I had a nickel for every time a country bumpkin said, as far as the prospect of sexual relations with someone of another race goes, if I had a nickel for every time I heard the phrase, well, she'd have to be pretty good looking, I'd be a rich man. I don't care if a convict asked to be raped before being executed. It wouldn't even matter how good looking he was. I couldn't accommodate him.
When was the last time a woman...
Surely the state would pay certain people to do that.
When was the last execution of a female?
Perhaps some of the local gay activists would want to chip in here. I'm sorry?
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. A female execution. When's the last time a female was executed?
I think this Eileen Wuornos in Florida is scheduled for the electric chair in Florida, is she not?
Murderous hooker type?
Yeah.
Picked up her victims and killed them?
Right. Just traveled from town to town. You know, a rambling, gambling gal. That was some of the most stirring testimony in the history of television's court channel. I'll never forget the man's name, Billy Ray Kopas.
One of her almost victims.
Yes.
Stopped at a... Now, he picked her up, right?
She picked her up. She was hitchhiking.
They stopped at a service station or something.
And she said, what say I pleasure you?
Yeah.
In an oral manner for $100.
Yeah.
I need $100. And he said, ma'am, I'm a happily married man. Which means I haven't received that kind of treatment in about 10 years.
Here's $100.
No, he did not pay her, and she got angry, and then she pulled a gun, which meant he was then looking down the length of another kind of one-eyed monster, and he got the hell out of Dodge. He escaped the car. And
that's right. Took off. They had
ran away.
Had her make a phone call or something.
His testimony
stop at a restroom.
Quite gripping.
Yeah.
Brooding and complex for a person as...
well, he might have a right to be.
One-dimensional as it gets in Florida. Placed some calls to Las Vegas yesterday in advance of the Bob and Kenny trip to LV, January 28th through the 31st, and learned some things. Always anxious to learn things. The Dunes Hotel and Casino Country Club Golf Course will be closing on January the 25th. Nice course, and I'm sad we won't be able to play it. Set up a tee time at another course, however. What I need to know today...
Did you ask green fee?
No, I didn't. Should I have?
Well, I don't know if I should bring my clubs or not.
Yeah. I just kind of was under the impression that you would be busy with indoor sports.
I hope so.
Gaming and that kind of thing,
Yeah. Blackjack.
What I need to know today is the location of a golf course near the Las Vegas, Nevada Charter Terminal. That way, with the golf bags marked air only and not hotel. In other words, everybody else's bags are going to go straight to the hotel. You don't need to worry about your bags. All transfers of passengers and baggage taken care of in that $269 price.
Wow, I had no idea.
West End Sports Club, Vacation Specialists. But it would be keen if Patrick and I, a couple of our other folks who plan to play with us, could just grab our bags and our carry-ons. Not having checked any, you know, conventional luggage. And we could just go straight to the course because at that time of the morning when we arrive, those rooms will not yet be ready. So we could just go to the golf course, play around, and then cab it over to the Union Plaza to check in. If anyone out there happens to know of a decent golf course located somewhere near the Las Vegas Charter Terminal, I would welcome your advice off the air at 646-TALK, 646-8255, outstate 1-800-962-0792, and then I can call and get a tee time there for the 28th of January, the Thursday. I also found out that Frank Sinatra, tickets to the Frank Sinatra show will be $75 a person.
Oh.
That gets you chairman of the board and two cocktails.
Chairman for about, 45 minutes? What his sets are down to now.
Yeah. Why don't you grab those two lines off the air? They could have something to do with golf in Las Vegas on the 28th of January. Thank you. And tickets for Sinatra can only be obtained on the day of the show. You can't call a month in advance as you can with, let's say, a show here in the Twin Cities. It might be occurring a month from now. You have to stop by the hotel or call for reservations the day of the show. So I learned some things.
How do you think that's going to work? Do you think we'll get in?
Well, what I'm going to try to do is schedule a round of golf at the Desert Inn on whatever on the day of whatever night we decide to see the show. And then that way we can just stop by the box office and get that taken care of. Got all kinds of big plans for this trip. A new deadline, and it's a firm one, January the 16th. Not to be confused with the Tommy B trip to Fort Myers, Florida. Don't you know that's going to be exciting? Taking some Twins fans down to spring training.
That was my idea.
Was it?
Yeah. I didn't mean for him to use it.
You know, different strokes for different folks, but I never cease to be amazed at how people of means, real means, decide to spend their time and their resources. Man, I'd be at the Hotel de Paris in Monaco this morning kicking butt on a blackjack table. And I'd be grabbing up some expensive French art to bring back to the United States. I'd be seeing the world. It's the same complaint I have about my parents, who used to have the money but didn't have the time. Now they have the time, they don't have the money to go around the world, see a little of the world, get excited about something, take up some new interests. But no, there are people of real means, real resources, and real time, whose idea of a good time is Fort Myers, Florida, and maybe hanging around the house until the piano tuner gets there. Yeah. Just as youth is often wasted on the youthful, wealth is wasted on the wealthy.
How true.
Didn't have the nerve to bring this up with the wife yesterday, I almost, you know, for fear of alarming her, but I almost bought it again on Beam Avenue yesterday.
Oh, jeez. Who's,
I'm going west on Beam Avenue towards 61, okay? And I'm about to pass in front of the strip mall that is across from Maplewood Mall, okay? Mm-hmm. On that west side of Maplewood Mall. Mm-hmm. Great American Music, half-price books, you know, F&M, you know, the big strip mall? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm headed west. That mall is to my right. Mm-hmm. Somebody decides they want to take a completely blind left-hand turn. My view of them is obscured by traffic turning left going in the opposite direction. Decides to turn in front of me. And you know how sloppy these roads are? Man, that is the longest I've laid on that horn in a blue moon. Boy, was I ticked.
What? That traffic goes way too fast on that stretch of highway.
I know. Need to add a couple of stoplights or something like that. That's why this New Year's Eve concept, Happy New Year, that's why that Happy New Year stuff is so bogus.
Don't
you're wishing
crap.
People be, Happy New Year.
Be dead within hours from
whose
now.
Whose lives could be snuffed out in a moment by a false move on Beam Avenue. Just knock off the Happy New Year crap.
Happy New Year if you live.
Tolerable New Year. That's what you should wish people. Safe New Year.
Healthy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Well, got some great mail. We'll be getting to that in the 6 o'clock hour in addition to your calls at 646-TALK. Nice card from J.G. Preston. So nice, so heartfelt. Well, I almost cried for the first time since they found my Aunt Valma in a chair in Fort Worth at the age of 94.
Yeah, but J.G. lived.
Yeah.
He tricked him, fooled him.
J.G. lives.
J.G. lives to freelance again.
He walks with me. He talks with me a long life's narrow way. He lives. Information to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Another great hymn I haven't heard in a long time. You very rarely hear he lives at funerals. Because technically he, quote unquote, isn't living. I mean, he's whoever he is before you, and
that's an,
he ain't alive.
That's an Easter song, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. You don't hear many Easter songs at funerals.
He's dead.
Speaking of religion.
He's dead.
I know I got 20 seconds to ABC, but speaking of religion, we're going to discuss a little later on, and hopefully our Jewish listeners will call us and tell us how these guys riot and still keep their hats on.
I noticed
these Haredi Jews who chunk the rocks at the authorities. How do you riot and still keep that hat on? KSTP St. Paul, Minneapolis, AM 1500, the talk station, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton. Wesley Allen Dodd, who confessed to the sex killings of three boys and warned he would kill again if he were freed, was hanged early today at the state prison in Walla Walla, Washington. Dodd, who had been given the option of hanging or lethal injection, asked for hanging because he said he hung the body of one of his victims and wanted the same treatment. Jewel Cornell, whose 4-year-old son was Dodd's youngest victim, witnessed the execution. Earlier, she talked about her feelings.
It'll help me heal. It's a closure. It'll never, ever, ever be over. Dodd'll always be brought up. But I think it'll help me heal.
Dodd is the first person to be hanged in the United States since 1965. An oil tanker is threatening to cause a pollution disaster this morning in the Shetland Islands. ABC's Linda Alban in London says the ship, which is carrying more than 22 million gallons of crude oil, lost power in stormy seas.
It's what everybody had been fearing. The Brayer, the oil tanker carrying 85,000 tons of crude oil, has finally run ashore onto the rocky coastline of the Shetland Islands. What they had been hoping to do was get another vessel alongside the Star Sirius, a North Sea supply handling vessel. They wanted to drop a cable from one ship to the other in order to pull the Brayer away from the coastline. They never had the time to do that. At the moment, no one can say whether or not the vessel is leaking crude oil.
The captain and crew abandoned ship after the engine went dead, and there was no way to maneuver the tanker. A Japanese freighter carrying more than 1.5 tons of highly radioactive plutonium from France arrived at its final destination north of Tokyo today after a controversial 20,000-mile voyage. Several countries had protested the shipment of the plutonium. Lawmakers return to Capitol Hill today as the 103rd Congress opens for business. This Congress will have 110 new House members and 13 new senators. You're listening to ABC News.
Roger, In my hand, I'm holding a dilemma.
Well, it looks like a roll of film to me.
But where shall I get it developed, Roger? At the place that claims to have the lowest prices, or the other place with a quality reproduction, or where you get double prints?
Yes.
Yes?
Kmart.
Kmart?
You get it all at Kmart.
You're kidding.
Hey, I don't kid about important things like our memories.
Aw, Roger.
And now, our low everyday Kmart photo finishing prices are lower than ever. See for yourself. So the next time you come to Kmart, don't forget the film.
There are some things a business traveler simply needs. Healthy respect for airline food, a good head for calculating frequent flyer miles, and a rental car with a nice big trunk. But the best way to stay productive while traveling is by staying at Courtyard by Marriott. Enjoy a spacious room and things like a whirlpool and mini gym. What more could a business traveler want? Besides, say, a Learjet. Call your travel agent or 1-800-321-2211. Courtyard, the hotel designed by business travelers.
For ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton on AM 1500 KSTP.
Good morning, Art Barron from the Eyewitness Newsroom. A Chisholm, Minnesota woman and her daughter are among 25 tourists who died in a fiery bus crash near Cancun in southeastern Mexico. Three other Minnesotans were thrown from the bus when it plowed into some trees Sunday, but none of them was seriously injured. Among them was 42-year-old Bruce Lacoa of Eden Prairie. His mother, Margaret Lacoa of Chisholm, died in the crash, as did his sister, Nanette Wadnall of Wisconsin. Officials say at least six other Wisconsin residents died in the crash, and all 14 Americans were killed. Mexican officials blame the crash and high speeds combined with rain-slicking roads. Independent Republican Governor Arnie Carlson will meet privately this morning with legislative leaders just before the 1993 Minnesota legislature convenes at noon. The biggest issue, once again, is how to balance the state budget. There is a projected revenue shortfall of $769 million. The governor has said he wants to bridge the gap by cutting spending, not by raising taxes. The 1993 session continues until late May. A new form of sexual harassment against women has surfaced in Golden Valley. Police say three times in the past few months, women have reported finding pictures of a man's nude genitals left on their parked cars. The latest victim is Rosemary Succi of Crystal, a grandmother who found a photo on her car Sunday morning.
I would like to see that person get help. I would like parents, grandparents, and children never have to deal with something like that.
Police say they have no suspects, but if they find the person who did this, he may be charged with harassing communications. Northwest Airlines is blaming the brutal economic environment of the U.S. airline industry for yet another round of massive layoffs. 1,000 workers nationwide will lose their jobs on January 18th. Most of them are flight attendants hired during 1992. Also on the hit list is almost 200 full and part-time ground service workers and 88 reservation agents. And to make matters even more brutal, another airfare war. Yesterday, Northwest had to lower its fares for western cities. Checking the forecast now. Cloudy today with flurries or light snow, an inch at most, highs in the mid-teens, flurries tonight with lows near zero. From the Eyewitness Newsroom, Art Barron for AM 1500 KSTP.
Hi, this is Rush Limbaugh. Well, I was gone for a couple of weeks, and many of you probably thought, gee, I wish Rush would get back. Man, oh man, I can't wait. And so I got back yesterday, and you listen, and you didn't realize just how good I am until you heard me on Monday. Ha-ha, see? I know you're glad to have me back, and I'm glad to be back, and I will be back again on our next show Tuesday at 11 here on AM 1500 KSTP.
IOS, your Canon connection. Your connection to reliable, affordable Canon plain paper fax machines. Canon, the number one selling plain paper fax machine in America. And it's no wonder, because only Canon plain paper fax machines have UHQ scanning and hyper-smoothing digital imaging processes that enhance the quality and improve the appearance of scanned images. And only IOS backs every Canon fax machine they sell with their TLC guarantees, including the no-risk guarantee. If IOS fails to live up to their TLC guarantees, IOS will buy out your lease or buy back your equipment. We perform or you don't pay. Now that's reliability and accountability second to none. Only from IOS, your Canon connection. Call IOS today and order your Canon plain paper fax machine. Dial 456-9999. 456-9999. IOS, your Canon connection.
CCO sucks. It's Bob and Kenny time.
They really do. I gotta agree with the young man there. That's because his mother's asleep. All together now. CCO sucks. Now make sucking sounds. AM 1500 KSTP, Bob and Kenny on a Tuesday. Thanks with an X for being with us. On this day in history, 5th of January, 1992. The day in which the lead story, I guess all day long, is going to be one knucklehead or the other, either the late Wesley Dodd, who in Walla Walla, Washington, was hanged overnight. He wasn't hung. Hung's a whole other deal. Hung is the Polaroid bandit. That's the other lead story today, the not bandit. Actually, he steals your dignity when he places Polaroids of his genitalia on your vehicle, and especially if you're a woman in, let's say, a supermarket parking lot. You know you're perverted if it doesn't affect you one whit, and it apparently does not affect this person one whit, to have to hang a light meter down there by your penis.
And the only reason I can think these women are offended is he must be abnormally small. I can't understand anything.
And there's speculation to that effect as well. Following the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update, roughly half an hour from now, here on AM 1500 KSTP, we'll have natural sound via the magic of audio tape of our Tory writer yesterday discussing the case with who else? An expert on perversion and subversion, my friend John Dooley of KSTP Weather Services.
He knows. Yeah. He's got tower cam, and he uses it.
Yes.
Ladies, sunning in your backyard,
yes,
be aware.
Let's go to Steve the Answer Man and Rocky right away because they answered our call almost immediately, our call for advice as to a golf course in Las Vegas that is somehow near the charter terminal, which is where we'll be landing the Bob and Kenny tour people on or in the middle of the morning on Thursday, January the 28th. Perhaps Steve the Answer Man is coming along. Let's ask him. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
And thanks for holding. Are you going to be able to make the trip?
Well, I talked to you at the dinner, so I guess I will be.
You talked to me
yeah.
at the pre-trip lunch at Mancini's?
Yeah. The one with the beard and the African hat.
The beard and the African hat.
I asked you about Jenny's announcement.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
You were in line. About three dozen other people asked me, too. Did you identify yourself as Steve the Answer Man?
Yeah, I sure did.
Well,
boy, you're right. You were blasted.
Here's a little pop quiz.
Sure.
What brand of beer was sitting in front of me on the table?
I think it was a Bud.
That's right, a long neck Bud. Must have been my fourth one because I do not recall you having introduced yourself to me, Steve.
Well, we'll talk again in a couple weeks.
Okay, do you have any advice as to a golf course that I can play immediately upon arriving?
Tropicana is the closest. It's about three blocks north of the terminal.
The only problem is they tore the doggone thing down. They dug it up.
When was that?
Mr. Kerkorian bought all the land and dug a beautiful golf course up. Just laid it waste, or whatever the term is.
Oh, because I remember it being when I went there as a kid.
Fantastic course, right across from the Tropicana.
Yeah. Well, I think there was another one called Emerald or something across the street and down and north like a block of that yet.
Emerald. Okay.
Emerald or Emerald Green, something like that.
I'll check that out. That's on the end of the strip where the charter terminal is. You're right.
I think that was the two clothes. Then the next one would be like the dunes and then the desert inn.
You know what? I've never been able to tell north from south, east from west in Las Vegas.
Well, north is as you go from the terminal to Glitter Gulch, you're going north.
Okay,
from the airport.
From the Hacienda and Tropicana end of the strip.
Yep.
To downtown, you're going north.
Virtually straight north until it makes that bend.
The freeway that will take you to downtown,
15.
Is that 15, is that east or west?
No, that goes straight north, too. That runs parallel to the strip.
Well, I know that, but is that would that thoroughfare be east or west of the strip?
Oh, it's west.
It is west,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, about, I don't know, a couple blocks.
So that's a westerly direction, and then back the other way toward, let's say, campus, Thomas and Mack Center, that's east.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've answered all of our questions, Steve the Answer Man, as usual. I think your record is without blemish.
Well, thank you. So we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here's Rocky on line two. Good morning, Rocky. Hello, Rocky. Ran across the name of a Rocky in a clipping that you grabbed for me from a Florida paper. Where are you getting this Florida paper?
One of our listeners.
Well, isn't that nice of them? This Rocky guy's name's Rocky Saginaw. Played a little Central Hockey League puck in the middle to late 70s, and I used to watch him play. He's about 3 feet tall. Played for the Salt Lake City Golden Eagles. And he was being a dwarf, he was the butt of every joke there in Will Rogers Coliseum. People had all kinds of fun at his expense there in the stands. The only thing is, he was really good. Not just for his size, he was really good. And he played alongside some guys who then spent some time in the NHL, guys like Charlie Simmer, who I think went with the Kings. Anyway, Rocky Saginaw, fast forward roughly 15 years, he's a coach in some kind of hockey league in the southeastern United States. Daytona, I think, is where he hangs his little hat.
Well, that was that article I gave you about fighting.
Yeah. You know, I've just proven myself that I can just segue into or out of anything. A guy named Rocky doesn't answer the phone, and I get into a former hockey player named Rocky. What a genius.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We also, you know, while we're thanking folks, we really ought to thank, by the way, is there any way that we can have off-the-air Jer communicate with you without my hearing it over my headsets? Have I ever broached that subject with you? Yes. Have off-the-air Jerry say something to the folks.
Talk to me.
No, have him say the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog or something like that. Or there you go. Your hearing is destroyed, sir. You must have that baby up to about Mach 4.
No, I can barely hear him. It must be feeding into your headphones also.
Well, then we'll talk to our chief engineer.
Crosswiring. I'll put that
on the master of positive thinking, Norman Vincent Patsnick.
Put that on my list of things already. I have a bunch of things that need to be fixed.
Okay. In any event, we want to thank, while we're in a thanking mood, Ed Donatelli for his hospitality yesterday. Hope the folks at Donatelli's are listening right now as they're throwing together their pastas and pestos and whatnot for the day's business. Boy, did Ed lay out a platter of vittles for myself and some high-ranking officials of this organization yesterday. Man, oh man.
Is that where they were
fettuccine, all? Fettuccine, and he let us take doggy bags. Brought back some fettuccine and some cavatelli, which is an Italian dumpling. And he also gave me a jar of peppers, and it was, oh man, what a host. What a gracious host.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, Ed.
No, I do the live spots, and he has to inform me as to how the menu is expanding. And as a result, I tend to expand, or to have expanded as I leave the building. I've been going to Donatelli's at least once a year in an official capacity. And no, you've never been invited because you don't do the live spots. But hey, I understand that that you might be having a client pretty soon, and I won't ask to come along on your annual or biannual visits to that place to eat the delicious food there.
Don't worry, we've already had our meal.
And I knew nothing about it.
And the nice thing was...
Well, that's even worse than saying something about my get-together.
Your name wasn't brought up once. It was great.
It makes me feel great.
Given the respect I deserve.
Oh, Sandy.
Sammy, hi.
Oh, Sammy. I'm sorry.
All right. Good morning.
That's just... See, that's our... That's our off-the-air Jer phone screener. Did he take your call?
Yes, he did.
Okay, and you said Sammy, and he wrote Sandy here.
Well, you know, everyone's entitled to a human error now and again.
Well, what's yours this morning, Sandy? Sammy?
I have the perfect place for you to play golf.
All right.
You don't have to act like a tourist. You can just go out to a really beautiful course without paying an arm and a leg and have a terrific time.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Del Webb, Sun City, and it's northwest of the Strip. It takes you about 15 minutes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a $10 cab ride if you don't have a car.
Are we talking from the charter terminal?
From the terminal, it's probably 20 minutes.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, and it's a wonderful course.
Because, see, I have a feeling, and this would happen at the charter terminal or at McCarran, you'd have to wait a little while for your bags. And I don't want to call now and set a hard and fast time and then be overcome with all kinds of anxiety once we land. Oh, am I going to get the bags in time in order to get to the course?
Well, don't put your bags through the lower baggage. Carry them on and throw them overhead.
Yeah, well, I'm going to bring a tote and the golf clubs.
Well, tell them that your golf clubs are this real valuable instrument and they have to go with you.
Ah, yeah, but if I do that, if they let me do that, they got to let everybody. That's what they'll say. And before you know it...
They don't treat you like a special person, huh?
There's all kinds of golf clubs in the overhead racks. How would you like to be sitting there on the aisle when one of those doors to those overhead racks malfunctions and you get a 9-iron in the ear?
Well, I guess I'd rather have that than some of the slobs that sit next to me anyway. So.
You always draw a slob?
I mean, most of the time it's like my luck of the draw. Pew.
Well,
you know?
I won't be doing this for the Bob and Kenny trip to Vegas, but sometimes I do bring a blindfold and headsets.
I hear you.
And so the name of this golf course is?
It's Del Webb, and it's in the Sun City development.
Okay. Now, would the play at that course be restricted to residents of that development?
I think that you can get in right now because they are trying to sell the homes and the condos around the course.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just sort of tell them that you'd like to come and check the place out.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll place a call in advance. We'll say, hey, I'm sure interested in, well, I'm in Vegas purchasing one of your lovely condos.
Right.
But I need to know whether or not I'm compatible, whether my game is compatible with that golf course. And would you mind if I brought four or five other interested parties? You know, word of mouth, referrals, that's how they get their business, I'm sure.
They're building this huge place out there. I mean, there must be 500 the individual homes that they're building, along with condos and everything else. It's going to be, they're going to have their own shopping center, their grocery store. I mean, it's big.
Their own self-contained city, perhaps their own mayor.
Right.
Del Webb's Sun City?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good time.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
What was that video and the song about there's a bunch of musicians who got together, a consortium of musicians is led by a little Stevie?
We are the world.
No, we ain't going to play Sun City.
Oh.
Could they have meant that they weren't going to play that golf course? Just a little Boone and Erickson-style humor for you on a Tuesday morning.
Very little.
Good morning, Neil.
How you doing, Bob?
Hi.
I got fine. A golf course for you.
Is it somewhere near the charter terminal?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right.
It's called Desert Rose.
Desert Rose.
Yeah, it was just renovated by Jim Colbert.
Oh, the senior golfer, and quite a fine golfer, too. He usually lands in the top three or four spots in any tournament he plays in. He's a good golfer.
Yeah, you bet he is.
And so he designed that course.
Yeah, it's. I have a book here on golf courses, and it says that he just renovated it, and now it's really been upgraded.
Yeah, I suppose that means the green fee is about $110.
No, as a matter of fact, it's $21.50.
No, you're way. Kidding me.
We're
there.
In black and white, right here.
That means it'll be like Fox Hollow. People will be playing in cutoffs held up by strands of rope.
Cool.
Yeah.
My kind of play.
Jed Clampett. Jed Clampett to the first tee, please. Jed Clampett foursome.
Please put your shoes on, Jed.
$21.50. That's right up Kenny's alley.
Yep, it's $30 with a cart.
And if the beer is strong, if it's strong beer and not 3-2, I think we're in.
Oh, yeah. No, they won't give you any 3-2 there.
You know, the Dunes Hotel golf course is closing on January the 25th. It's almost as if they anticipate bad weather. Maybe they need to do some manicuring in the off season. But I had no trouble with another course or two that I called yesterday for late January. Right now they have high 40s, low 50s, which beats the heck out of what we have.
Oh, you bet. That's perfect golf weather.
How far from the charter terminal are we talking here by your map?
I would guesstimate it's probably about 15, 20 miles.
Okay, in which direction?
It would be northeast of the McCarran Terminal.
Okay. Northeast, all right. Now, you're familiar with the charter terminal, right? Are we talking the big airport or the little one?
I believe this is, according to my map, it's the big one.
Okay. We'll find it.
Okay, I can give Kenny even the phone number off the air if you want me to.
Desert Rose. Hold on, and why don't you give it to off the air, Jer?
Got it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Bob.
How do you
There was a movie called Desert Rose.
Yeah, you're right.
Wasn't there?
Wasn't she a hooker or something?
No, they were lesbians.
Lesbians?
Yeah, Patricia Charbonneau and somebody else. I can see the actress now and I can't. Helen Shaver. I think they were lesbians in that, in Desert Rose. For $21.50, there will probably be some working-class lesbians. We'll probably wind up behind them. Can we play through? Hell no.
What do you do about your clubs when you transport them? Do you have to have some kind of cover over them so they don't fall out?
Might be nice to have a cover over them. If you don't have a cover that snaps onto your bag,
right.
What you should do is go to a sporting goods store and see if you can't get a bag that will cover the entire club and then the entire set of clubs and the bag and whatnot, and zip that baby up and it'll have a handle on it, and you'll be home free. So consider that. Because I'm telling you, no conventional luggage will be taken by my foursome or fivesome, and we'll just grab those clubs and we'll be off to the golf course. And then after the round, we'll cab it to the hotel. Oh, we got big plans. One last call before we break again. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Bob. Say, have you heard of Legacy?
No, I haven't.
Legacy is it's about 10-15 minutes south. It'd be southwest of the airport.
Okay.
It's backed up back in a neighborhood.
All right.
And if you want to try a course that'll test your handicap.
Yeah.
It's about 7,000 yards. It's about 2 years now, 2 years old. And I believe whoever owns Mirage owns this golf course.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And it is absolutely beautiful.
Are we talking Steve Wynn here?
Is that his name? I don't know his name. I've been down there 2 years in a row and played it. And 2 years ago, of course, when we played it was snowing.
Yeah.
In March, and last year it was raining. But
did you have any trouble getting on? Because he also has a golf course that only he and his Malaysian high roller friends play.
Oh, that could be. But no, we didn't have any problem getting on. We called. I think they took they take tee times a month in advance.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, but
so I could call Legacy.
Yeah, I think it's with the cart's like $90.
7,000 yards.
Yep.
Now $90, that'll cut out the riffraff. We won't wind up behind a foursome of working-class lesbians or Beverly Hillbilly types.
See, I think they got the tee times about 12 minutes apart, so you won't even see anybody probably when you're out.
Fantastic.
There.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Well, thanks for the call.
All right, Bob.
Bye now. Yeah. Legacy or Desert Rose? I'll be placing calls to those courses today, and somehow writing off the expense for 1994. 6:24, 36 before 7 a.m. 1500 KSTP, the talk station. Bob and Kenny making big plans for 3 weeks from Thursday. When you're a kid, it seems like time goes so slow. Oh, tomorrow we'll never get here. And when you get ill, oh, I'll never be well again. Well, that's the way I am about Nevada. when we first mentioned this trip, seems like it was a year ago now. It seems like it's another year until it gets here, but it's only 3 weeks from this Thursday. And that hard and fast deadline, the deadline to end all deadlines, the mother of all deadlines, is January the 16th.
You do get excited.
I do. I'm a party animal. We're gonna play golf and drink and gamble.
See Frank.
Watch sports. See Frank.
Go to the dam.
Be some male camaraderie. I might even come with you to the dam. Have you called ahead, as I might call a golf course? Have you called Hoover Dam? Yeah, when you guys open?
I don't get that excited about things like you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just that childlike awe that I've retained. It's something to look forward to. Because, as you know, away from the station, I lead a lonely, miserable life. So I look forward to this kind of thing.
Kind of the way I would if the suburbs reunited or the Mats reunited.
I've seen the Hoover Dam, and I just remember those ant-like people thousands of feet below. I think you'll enjoy it. You bring in a camera?
No.
Oh, I was hoping to be invited over to your place for a slideshow of your trip to Vegas.
Maybe a Polaroid.
It won't happen. Kenny's here to recap the weather, though.
How'd you know? Are you inside of my head?
Psychic.
Flurries or light snow today, a dusting to maybe 1 inch at the most. High today near 16 degrees. Cloudy skies, 5 above right now at AM 1500 KSTP. 26 minutes after 6 o'clock, we shall return.
Who listens to Bob and Kenny on KSTP?
The parade of rich people from Minnetonka every morning.
And then in the afternoon, we let Turi Ryder have at the control.